101.5.
So yesterday, in trending in Tampa Bay, Holly told us a stat about, 65% of people actually sexed while they're in a relationship.
Or not.
And then we were thinking, well, there's a whole big old swath of people who aren't sexting. And I'm like, who is that?
Right.
Well, that's where we found Miguel and Holly family member Danielle from Bradenton, who said, I've been married for 10 years and my husband and I don't sext.
Right.
Now, Holly crafted a message for you yesterday, Danielle. What did you think when Holly read this message to you?
I knew right away that this was going to be extremely interesting because I knew he would think something was up. Because I don't, like I said, we don't do that.
Right.
So,
okay. Well, here's what we did. We had Holly craft a message for Danielle's husband, and then she was going to send it, and we were going to see if he actually responded with another sext, and if that sext led to some adult time that night. And if all of that went down, Holly, you could reclaim the title as the best sexter in Tampa Bay.
What about reclaim? How about just claim in the first place?
Just claim the title, because it's up for grabs right now.
Sure.
All right, Holly, real quick, read the text that you crafted for Danielle's husband.
Okay, it goes like this. Babe, I've been thinking about you all day, and every time you cross my mind, my heart races. I can't wait to see you tonight.
Oh, dear.
What is that?
Let me just pick up where I left off. Let's see. I can't wait to see you tonight. Twist my fingers into your hair and wrap my legs around you.
Oh.
Be ready for my lips all over your body tonight. Water droplet emoji.
Okay. Now, before you tell us anything, Danielle, Holly, what do you think happened?
I think that she sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband then replied, ... What? ? And they had this whole thing, and she then had to explain what was going on. But I do think they probably had adult time.
I think that Danielle probably didn't send it, and she got really nervous. That's what I think. I think Danielle got nervous. So, Danielle, before you tell us anything, we're going to go play three songs. We're going to come back, and we're going to see what actually went down last night.
Miguel and Holly.
On Hot 101.5.
So, this is the moment of truth. We have Miguel and Holly family member Danielle, who agreed to let Holly, who is a self-proclaimed expert sexter,
hey,
send a text to her husband. And, Holly, read it real quick again.
I've been thinking about you all day, and every time you cross my mind, my heart races.
Mm.
I can't wait to see you tonight. Twist my fingers into your hair and wrap my legs around you.
Oh.
Be ready for my lips all over your body tonight. Wet emoji.
Okay. Now, Danielle, first off, did you actually send the text message?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
She sent the text message. Now, Holly, you said that you think that he responded with another sext that they did it?
No, I don't. I think he said ... What?
Right.
Like in disbelief that this was even happening. And then they had to explain the whole thing and it was not off to a very sexy start. But then they did end up hooking up later.
Danielle, moment of truth. What went down last night?
So I went ahead and I sent the text message. And about 5 minutes later, I got a response saying, what is going on?
Yes, I knew it.
And then I wrote back and I said, what do you mean what's going on? Can I be sexy for you? And he responded, you're being really weird. What's going on?
Oh, man. See, I was afraid of that because you said you went in 10 years of marriage. You never had. So I tried to keep it a little tame and then wasn't that tame.
I'm about to say, Holly, apparently, like, there is just no.
Too much.
Oh, gosh. All right. So what happened next?
Then he didn't, there was no further conversation via text message. So I ended up having to call him.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of explaining what was going on, and then he, he understood, and he was like, you really freaked me out. Because he initially thought that maybe something was going on, and I meant to send it to somebody else.
Oh, no.
And I had to, explain everything.
Oh,
so
no.
So that he wouldn't get upset.
This just goes to show you that you should probably sexy talk your man every now and then.
Wow.
So that he, when you do ever decide to do it, he doesn't think you're cheating on him.
About that, we almost caused a divorce.
Let's not get dramatic.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so what happened
at the end of the night?
We did not do anything.
Nothing?
No.
So it was a complete and
utter bust. Was he still mad last night?
I don't think he was mad. He was just very confused on why I would even be involved in this. And I told him, I said Holly wanted to do an experiment. And I said I was just trying to be a part of that because I was curious exactly, what you would think because you don't do that.
Sure.
And so I said, I just was trying to go along with the experiment and see what happened. And I said there was no further extent to that other than, just trying to be involved in what you guys were doing. So, I explained everything to him. And he's fine, but it took him a little bit to kind of figure out that, there was no other intention other than this. So,
man.
I'm so over, this experiment. Now I'm just sad. I'm just sad for you. And you know what the thing is? I can so put myself in your place because I feel like dudes just like
if it's not the regular everyday thing, not what's normal. So what's the takeaway from this that you can't all of a sudden turn it around and start to be sexy, that you just have to be living the same existence?
The takeaway is that you have to sit down and say, I'd like to start sexting you. May I sext you? Well, what would you like to sext about? Well, how far do you want it to go? Like, you have to just do that. And I forget this thing sometimes, so I'm sorry. It's my fault. I didn't think about it that way. And this is why I always have fights with, anybody that I'm with, because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to try something new. Boom. And then they're like, get a hold of yourself, woman. So you're right. It's my fault, Daniel.
So do you think that you'll try this out, or what do you think's going to happen next?
Moving
now,
forward, maybe just probably go back to the way it was, huh?
Well, part of the conversation was, what we have always done, which I said to you yesterday morning, was about, that we do every now and then send pictures. And so that was kind of the agreement, was that we just continue just doing what we've been doing. And, it's worked. We've been together 10 years. We have two beautiful kids. And there's, no need to, do anything else because obviously what we're doing is working.
Okay, that's fine. But just keep in mind, 10 years is a drop in the lifetime bucket. So you might want to consider maybe at your 15th anniversary doing something a little different. Just switching it up.
Yeah.
Danielle's like, don't get too ahead of yourself.
No, it's fine. Okay.
All right. Well, Danielle, thank you for trying out and letting us experiment with your marriage a little bit.
Sorry, Danielle.
It is okay. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.